Alaska Public Media's Every Little Bit recognizes people who go above and beyond to strengthen our community in Anchorage and South Central Alaska.
I think if someone wants to start a community event, they should just go for it.
I believe in serving your neighbor, love one another.
There's always something that you can do.
Wherever people meet one another's needs, all of us are enriched by that.
Do you know someone doing good in your community? Nominate them at alaskapublic.org/littlebit.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A state task force released recommendations this month for making psychedelic therapy available if treatments are approved at the federal level. The state legislature established the task force in 2024 to examine the therapies, which hold a lot of promise but are still considered experimental. Jenny Armstrong is a former state representative who was on the task force. She says the group tackled questions like how to make therapy accessible and how to offer safe and culturally competent care.
And the whole point of the task force was to bring up these types of questions so we're not scratching our head when this becomes medicalized and scrambling and being reactive, but we're actually being proactive about how we are approaching this.
None of the recommendations are binding, but Armstrong says they're meant to guide legislators on the types of laws the state would need to offer access. Armstrong says Alaskans could benefit a lot from psychedelic therapies if they're legalized.
There are so many folks who, through these trials, went from being suicidal and having treatment-resistant depression, unable to work, unable to function, to being in remission within months. Imagine how that can change how your neighbors and your friends and your family and your community can thrive.
She urges anyone with strong feelings about the topic to reach out to their legislators to share their thoughts. The city and borough of Juneau has reached a collective bargaining agreement with the union that represents Juneau Police, 8 months after the last contract expired and a year after negotiations began. The Public Safety Employees Association and the city reached a tentative agreement earlier this month, and Wednesday night, the assembly passed a resolution to ratify it. The new agreement includes a 3-5% annual wage increase for the 3 years of the contract, as well as lump sum payments of between $2,000 and $2,750 the next 2 years. In addition, the employer contribution for health insurance will see increases. Juneau Police employees will now also get a day off for the Juneteenth holiday. The city made June 19th a city holiday last year. The city and the police union had been at an impasse since August. The agreement and pay increase come after the city released results from a survey that asked Juneau residents about budget priorities. Public safety, police, firefighting, and EMS, and schools were both in the top three priorities respondents chose. The city remains at an impasse with the union that represents the majority of Juneau firefighters. And the Juneau School District is also at an impasse with the teachers' union. An arbitration hearing is scheduled for April. This is Alaska Public Media.